Hello, hello everyone. It's Sulebona here. Not last week, a couple of weeks ago, I was fortunate. Father Christmas Scott blessed me with this amazing script for hypersonic users. I use hypersonic. The script is by Brian Smart. It's available in the Dropbox. I'm not sure in which folder. But I still have the link, so I can just paste it here. So I just wanted to do a demo of how you install the script and how you use it for everyone who uses hypersonic. Well, that's it. Let's just go onto my machine and use it here. Okay, let's close this. First of all,
Downloads.
downloads. My NVDA is a bit too fast, so let me just slow it down. That's okay. Downloads.
Free RMP. Jacinto Cut. Onslet. Onslet. DJ Valenza. Eloquence. Easy. Exotic. Future R. Imminent. Hypersonic. IBM. Hypersonic MIDI Controller 1324.
This hypersonic MIDI controller. This is what it's called. It's by Brian Smart. We then copy this. Right. Backspace.
Items view list. Folder grouping.
Go to Windows C.
W. Devices and drives grouping expanded. Windows C. A of the Items view list.
Go to users.
User 913. Items view list.
Go to app data.
A.
Where are you?
Public tool. Default 104.
Oh, okay. I'll first need to go to my users, my username, which is space. That's my stage name, by the way.
S. Space 304.
Okay.
Items view list.
Go to app data.
A. App data 320. Items view.
Go to
R. Roaming 303.
Roaming.
Adobe not selected 144.
Then go to Reaper.
Items view list 329. Items view list. Automation items not selected. 148.
We then go to
presets 15 of 40. Previous config key. Protect template set key. Presets 15 of key. Previous config file set.
Okay.
Automation item. Color theme. Configuration. Cursor 4. Data file. Effects 6 of 48.
We go to effects.
Items view.
We then find. Look for
meters 10 of 22.
MIDI.
MIDI 11 of 22.
Hit enter here.
Items view list.
And then we paste the script. Okay. And then. It's here now.
Hypersonic MIDI controller tool.
Hypersonic MIDI controller. We close this.
NVDA settings. Speech. Normal configuration. Dialog. Speech proper. Save project. Reaper v6.1.
I will need to restart Reaper. So let me just do that. Close.
Reaper query dialog. Save a save project before closing. And NVDA set. Folder view. R. Recite R. Reaper x64. Nice. Reaper initializing. Reaper v6.1.
Okay, we need to skip this. Okay. Now hit Alt I. Virtual Instruments. So if it's the first time you're doing this, I recommend that you first start by loading Hypersonic.
List one list, VSC, Alpine 02, XA, VSC, Alpine combo box collapse, test wing.
So type HY on the combo box.
HY, list one list, VSC, is in the electronic or VS.
Hypersonic.
Build running confirmation.
No.
No, but hold plus N. Space Reaper v6.14 slash XR emulation license, pain. Hypersonic.
Let's just escape out of that. by default, Hypersonic has a default sound. So you might skip this part if you are advanced in using it. So we then go back to F to the FX chain and we cut hypersonic. Now this gives us space to add the hypersonic MIDI controller. We just hit A. Yes, go to tree view, go to JS. JS, and then
list one list. Combo box collapse. Ten selected.
As you typed HY in the combo box, if you just step down,
list one list. JS. Be smart. Hypersonic 2 controller 101.
It's there. JS B-Smart Hypersonic MIDI controller. Hit enter. It's loading now. Loading, 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 loading. Loading, loading, loading. Yes, it's there now. So we then paste hypersonic. Escape out of the bridge mode. Just hit up arrow once to focus on the on the B-Smart hypersonic controller. And then you tab until you find where it says patch. Okay, no, my fault. We have to start by bank first. So bank, this is preview. The default sounds for hypersonic. So let's, if you tab once again, you find the patches. So patch one, let's try. Unfortunately, I don't have a MIDI keyboard, so I'm using a virtual keyboard. Right, that's the first sound. But let me just change the bank. Natural drums. Patch one. Let's try it out. So all of these menus are available without having to press P. Right on the FX Chain submenu or menu, you just tab until you find where it says patch. I mean bank, because it starts with bank. And then you find patch. It has patches from 1 to 127. This MIDI controller is for hypersonic 2, but it does work for hypersonic 1. So I'm also using it for hypersonic 1. It does work, although it does have some conflicts because the sounds are not the same. So sometimes in the middle of a bang, like at around patch 25-26, you find some strange sounds, you know. You can find a guitar right in the middle of the pianos, you know. But it's not much of a problem. It's workable around, you see. So if I scroll around patches, around banks, where are you? So natural drums, natural percussion. It's so easy. You know, drum menus,
six
drum loops,
seven acoustic
pianos. Let's test this out. Tab once, virtual community keyboard. Yeah, so that's what it is. That's what it is. I don't want to make this long, but it's just a demo, guys. So thanks a lot to Father Christmas Scott for blessing me with this present, and I can share the link. In fact, I'll send the link as soon as I send this tutorial or this recording. Thanks a lot, guys.